The sicha we will be learning is in Lakut Sichas, Chelik Chav Zayin, the second sicha of Parshas Azriya. The sicha talks about Negoyim. A nega is when a person gets a scab or a blotch or something, and it's of leprosy. It could be on a person, it could happen on a garment, it could happen on a house. And when that is, it makes a person tomei, or the garment tomei, or it makes the house tomei. There are different dinim when it's tomei, when it's not. In order to know when a tomei is not, you got to know the din, if it fits to the conditions that make something tomei. And in order for that to happen, you have to have somebody who's well-versed in the halachas of Negoyim, and he has to look at it, and he will say whether this fits to the conditions and it's tomei or it's not tomei. The same thing, if it is tomei, the same thing happens when later on when it heals and it has to become toer, you have to have, again, somebody come to look at it and see that now it fits to the condition that it's not tomei anymore. While it's, if it's tomei by a person, then the person is has to be isolated. He's tomei worse than the other atumas. He has to stay all alone outside the city, etc., etc. He has to be all alone. That's if the person is tomei. Another thing here, we'll see that in order for the negative to become tomei, even after the chacham, the expert sees and he says, yes, this fits to the condition and it is tomei, the person is still not tomei. The kohen has to come and say tomei. The same thing, if he was tomei and then now it healed, he's still tomei. He doesn't become toyer till the kohen comes and says that he is toyer. That's the din that is the din by tzaraas. The person who becomes tomei is called a metzera, and the tumei is called tumas tzaraas. And the sicha talks about that dinyan. Benegeya tumas negoyim zayne farant zvei klolos dikadinim. Concerning the tumah of negoyim, there are two general dinim. And as the Rambam says in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, the Rebbe brings in Ora 1, Perik Tes, Aloch Aleph, Tir Gimel. What are the two things? The rias ha-negev tzikaveya zayin tzias is ha-negev tomei adonit. To see the nega, to establish whether the nega is tomei or not, muz zayin durch ha-chocham, has to be through a Talmud Chocham, to a Chocham, to a scholar. But as the Rambam says, Yireinu Rabbi, number one, his Rebbe, his teacher, taught him these halachas, and he's worse. V'yeh versed in it. V'yeh boki b'chol ha-negoyim b'shpesayim. He has to be boki, he has to be well-versed in all the different types of negoyim and in their names. B'nigei yodam, kulam, b'nigei godim, b'nigei batim. In the negoyim, all kinds of negoyim by a person, all kinds of negoyim by garments and by houses. When the chocham muzin zayin dafka kayin, the one, the chocham that's going to look at it and decide whether it's tomei or not, doesn't have to be a kayin. Nor hakol k'shein u'liris as a negoyim, as the Rambam says, any person could see it, as long as he has the conditions of being a scholar and receiving it from his teacher, the laws, he could see and come to a decision whether it's tomei or not. That's to see it, whether it's tomei or not. Hatume v'atarek lui b'kayin. But the Rambam says that whether it actually becomes tomei, or later on, if it's tomei, later to become toyer, if it actually becomes toyer, that depends on a kohen. Even after the chocham established that this nega is tomei, ver der menuga ni tomei, the one that has that nega does not become tomei. Biz a kohen zokt, unless the kohen says tomei yato, you are tomei. When the kohen says it, he is tomei. Same thing by a beged. If he looks at the beged, the chocham says, yes, this is a bad one, this is a tomei one. The kohen says this beged is tomei, or the house is tomei. While der azeb negeya tarosa, same thing later on when he is going to become toyer. As I feel when they're mensch or that they're beged vet uzgehil from the nega, even after the person or the garment becomes healed from this nega, bleib der betamosa, he still remains tomei. Achi emer le kohen toyer atil, the kohen will say to him, you are toyer. When dos was the amir of na kohen is at nightly kuvet to shaf de chalei tumah v'atare. This that we said that the fact that the Kayan has to say, in order to make him Tomei or make him Toyer, it has to be through a Kayan, is Ba'ifin is in such a way, I feel as a Kayan Sheini Idealiris, even if the Kayan can't see. When I feel like a Kayan caught in a Shaita, the Kayan was a child or a Shaita, not 100% normal. Is there same Chaldibre HaChocham? He relies on what the Chocham says, meaning, HaChocham Reyeyu, the Chocham looks at it, Ve'emerli, and he says to the Kayan, Amer Tomei, say Tomei. Kayan Neymer, Tomei. Kayan says Tomei. He becomes Tomei. Then if it happens to be Toyer after he's finished and he's healed, the Chocham looks at it and says to the Kayan, Amer Toyer, say Toyer. The Kayan says Toyer, he becomes Toyer. That's the din. Davon hat man was bored, the Rebbe says, we need an explanation. He bald and the Kayan is say, wie sich say, Michal Divra Chocham, was is Negei Amir, is a Kayan Davke. Since the Kayan, anyway, he relies on what the Chocham says, so why do we need this Kayan to say it? Anyway, it depends on the Chocham. So what do we need the Kayan for? Second thing, was is the Rinyam Yuchid in Tumas Saraz Was dafke bei der Tume sagt on Teira Sachidisch at the Tume of Atara Tlui became. What's so special? What's so different by this Tume of Tzaraas that by this Tume dafke the Teira says such a Chidisch, something new, which we don't find by other Tumas, that the Tume and the Tara depends on the Kain. There are other types of Tume. If you touch a dead body, it becomes Teira. There's no din that a Kain has to come and say your Tume. If you touch the dead body, your Tume here also. If you have the neg and the Chocham says yes, it fits the condition, it should be Tume. Why dafke here? The Torah says by this tumah that the tumah and the tara depends on the kain. When afal pita sa'in from gzeiras hakosiv, even though as Rashi says and it seems from the Rambam that way, it's called gzeiras hakosiv. Gzeiras hakosiv is an expression we use, a decree of the Torah. No reason behind. We don't know any reason behind it, so we can't ask questions. Seemingly, it's gzeiras hakosiv. So the Rebbe says we still could want to understand. Zerba Yadua, but the Rambam says, we know what the Rambam says. Afilu b'chukim ha'Torah, even by chukim of the Torah, was gzeiras saying they're decrees. Chukim, the word chukah refers to those parts of Torah, those mitzvahs that have no reason. We don't know the reason. So the Rambam says, even though they are gzeiras, their decrees, is royalis, beinabahem, v'chol mashat yochan, litan, litam, ten, litam. You have to think about it. And any reason you could give, any explanation you should give. Or bifrat, especially, not just an explanation. Atam vosif arbun mitikun adeyes, to give a reason, to give an explanation that will help you fix your midas, fix your attributes. It'll help you being meaning in Avedis Hashem. Kiloshin Rambam, the Rambam says in a different place, as Reiv Dina Atere Einel Eitzes, Lesakan Adeus, Ulyashak Alamaisim, that most of the Dinim of the Torah are advice how you fix your attributes, you fix your deus, and how straighten down your Maisim. So, Emele, the Rambam says it's a good idea to look into, try to understand, certainly if it'll help you in Avedis Hashem. Or the Beloshen HaKosov, or like the Posik says in different places, Vayitzaveina Hashem as kol ha'chukim ha'ilu liyiras Hashem. The Posik Hashem says, Hashem commanded you all the chukim in order to have fear of Hashem, which means aheroi naninyan fun yiras shemayim. All the mitzvahs, even the chukim, is aheroi lesson yiras shemayim. So we have to understand what's the lesson here, because otherwise we don't understand what's the idea. Why do we need the kain? Then the Rebbe said the kasha goes even stronger. The Ike Chidash Atera as a Tumah Vatara Tluya became Drik Sechui is Bepashtus Nit in Taras HaMetzera and the Ike in Dem Vazer Zim Etamah. The Rebbe says like this. This that we say that it depends on the Kayan. Making a Tome depends, making him Toyrim depends on the Kayan. Mainly is making him Tome. In other words, the reason why, as the Rebbe will explain, we need a Kayan to make him Toyer makes sense, because if the Kayan can make him Tome, so who will make him Toyer? The Kayan. So he says, and the Rebbe explains, and that's why, so mainly the Rebbe says the main reason is by Tumah, that the kain we need for the tumah. For in the mitzvahs from taras hametzera can come a neshnod and vices free given tumah hametzera. To make the mitzvah toyer, when we talk about how it becomes toyer, comes only after he was tumah. You can't become toyer if you weren't tumah. So when we talk about taras hametzera, we're talking about he was tumah, and now we need something or somebody to make him toyer. It makes sense to say ados was taras hametzera sluya bekein is mesubev. Therefore, was tumah hametzera sluya bekein. Why is the tara the purity of the tzaras depend on the kayan? Because the tume which came before that depended on the kayan. The says it means the tume shafsich nor du chamiras hakayan the ribet darfei the tara from the tume uvgiton ven dafket olam mirif shel hakayan. Since the tume happens only because the kayan said, so to take that away and to make him toy, you need the kayan. So that makes sense. The question is going to be, but that itself, why is the tume dependent on the kayan? The tara we understand depends on the kayan because the tume does. But why does the tumah? Now it's even harder to understand. If we say just benigay atara l'chura, even if it wouldn't depend on the tumah, the din would be that the kohen has to make him toyer on its own, nothing to do with the tumah. Not because let's say the tumah doesn't have to be there. We wouldn't even have a kasha. Why does a kohen have to be there to make him toyer? We understand why. But mafashtan, if our others are picking a kohen, we'll understand why it depends on the kohen. Yes, as inyan akunas verbunden mit matzah from tara. Since the inyan of kunak, kohen is always connected to purity. With the din is that there's a din as a kohen torzich mit matamazain. A kohen not allowed to become tummy. A kohen has to be toyer. The farzani kohen im tzudi velchazani mashpia tara tzidin. So when we talk about who could bring tara purity to a yid, is a kohen, because that's his job. So if the whole idea would be a kayan is needed to make him Torah, we'd understand why. But if I was a dafka kayan zayn that was paled as the reason zayn tome, why is dafka to make him tome? You need a kayan. What's the idea of having a kayan to make him tome? Yeshleimer ainu from the biurim dem. The Rebbe said we could say one of the explanations like this. But tumas raz gefind ben achumer was is in tobe andere tumas. We find a strictness by the tumah of this metzera more than what we don't find by other tumas. which is Bodad Yeshiv Chutz LaMachna Mishav. Bodad Yeshiv, he has to sit alone, isolated. He has to sit outside the machna, outside the camp. They have to send him out outside of the three machnas in the desert. There were three machnas, three levels, and he had to go outside the ball. And even that's a throw later, also he has to go out of certain places. So first of all, he's isolated. On dem guf abodet yeshiv, in the place that he goes out of the camp, he has to be alone. He has to be isolated. Shalei yeshart me mimei. He shouldn't, can't even have other tamei yeshvi mimei sitting with him. The Rashi says, taken from the Gemara, he can't even sit together with other tameim. And the Rebbe in the Ora 16 says that he explained in Lakut Sichas Chelik of Beis that not only can he not sit with other tmeim like Hatomi Mes or others, even with other Metzeroim he can't sit. Hainu, that means as their ort from a Metzere is afil mechutz lamachta from under tmeim. A Metzere is so far kicked out, so to speak, even he cannot be even worse than other tmeim, other people are tmeim, other Metzeroim even. That's the deeper meaning in what the tumah of the tzaras is. Not only physically the istomei, there's much more to it. A tumah chamura kol kach, such a strict tumah, that the one that becomes tumah is completely outside the camp of holiness. He's excommunicated, seeming like excommunicated from his connection to the Eden, to the holy nation. That's what the Torah says. Wer kann passen in der zweiten Nieden, als das Kilo ist geschlossen, hat sich schon vermacht, in der Gdusche, in der Place erkennt. Who could come out with a verdict that a Yid, to say about another Yid, that he's so bad that he's like excommunicated from the camp of Gdusche, only a Kain could do it. Why only a Kain? What's a Kain? A Kain is in Yonah Levorach Sam Yisrael Baal. A Kain, his thing is, as he says in the broche, when he says Brichas Kainim, when the Kainim duch on the bench, they say Yevrechach, etc., they make a broche. The broche is, you commanded us to bless the Eden with love. So we see a Kayan has this quality of loving the Eden. A Kayan is the Risha Chesed, was benched Eden. A Kayan is the man of kindness. As Zayar says it based on the Pasuk, a Kayan represents kindness, and his Indian is to bless. Bless is a kind thing to do, to give brachas. It has to be with love. Do you do it? It's known what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a main condition. When the Kayan blesses the Eden, it has to be with love. When they just felt after Shalom and Kayan and Mavorach, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if by the Kayan there's missing the love, if there's somebody in the community that he's blessing, that he doesn't like, he says, Farim Asakon, that's a danger for him. The Kayan must do it with love. When Takim high time, it was the Kayan, as Isha Chesed, for loss of the Torah, nor if him to Aruz Geb, if I eat, no Zapsak from Chutz Lamachna, Mishovet. Only a Kayan, because he has such Avas Yisrael, that's his Inyan, he is the only one that the Torah trusts to Paskin that he has to be excommunicated. And by the way, the Rebbe says here in the brackets that this idea we're saying that the Inyan of Birchas Kayanim is connected because that shows his level that he is obviously Yisrael, the blessed Yidin. And that's the reason why he's the one to give the verdict of a nega is connected to another Pasuk. This explains, now we understand the connection in the Pasuk, that's another Pasuk in Parsha Shaft. The Pasuk describes what a Kayan is. And the Pasuk is a Kayan, what are the Kayanim? Bom bochar Hashem elekecho l'shorsei. Hashem, your God, chose them to serve him. Ulovorech v'shem Hashem. And to bless the name of Hashem, which refers to that Kayan, they bless the Eden. And the Pasuk continues. And they will, based on what they say, will be all arguments. It's mean the people argue, they will be the ones to deal with the case. And all nega, which means to say that something is a nega, depends on the kayanim. And we see in the same pasuk the Torah puts in that they are the ones that bench, and they are the ones that say that the nega is stomach. Which means dafke mitzadem as bom bocher Hashem levorach b'shem Hashem, because Hashem chose them to bless. It means their quality is to bench, to bless the farval pi and yin kol rega. That's why they are the ones that are able to give out the psak din on a nega. Which means like this, the Rebbe explains. Avad and Avad and Muzdi Psaq from Kayan Zam Yusuf Lays of Torah. Certainly, the Psaq Din, the verdict of the Kayan, has to be based on Torah. But the Far, therefore, is Lachel Reish Muzain Diriyas HaNegad Rech HaChocham B'Chocham Satayra. That's why first thing is, who looks at it? A Chocham, someone who's smart, a scholar in Torah. Unboki B'Chol HaNegoyim, he's well-versed in all the Negoyim. Untirtsuna Chazah Chocham V'Zot Az Mekabal G'Vem B'Pirabe. A Chocham that received the Halachas, he knows his knowledge about these nyonim from his Rebbe. So it came from his Rebbe and his Rebbe from his Rebbe, etc., etc. So there has to be all based on Torah. But That's all the svaras behind it, the idea behind it, the philosophy behind it. And as kumta betzaroptrung the psagdim bepeil, when it comes to actually do the verdict, muzda zaynu dem kayin mishal chesed. That's only the kayin can do. The kayin who is a man of kindness. From dafke erfield dem full chemer, because only a person of chesed, the kayin, feels the full severity of giving out such a verdict on another yid. And the far, since he knows how terrible that is, because he loves the yidn, so to throw a yid out of Klal Yisrael, he will be the one that the nishporn kan ye, he will not save any, hold back any hard labor. He will definitely investigate and research and question the chacham who gave him, told him that this is a negative which is stomach. But negate the psag din apteira, concerning the psag din apteira. And a person like this will make sure that from Veshofta Eide will come Vitzil Eide. What does that mean? It says in Pasuk B'negeya Bezen, Veshofta Eide Vitzil Eide, that Bezen has to judge. Judge means to look at him if he's guilty, to look at the guilt part. But that has to also bring also Vitzil, Vitzil, he shall save. That means you have to look on both sides. So a person, a Isha Chesed, will make sure that when the Chocham tells him that this is a nega and therefore the person has to be communicated, he will really look into it and make sure that this is so, and it'll be not only a Shoftei, he'll try to find the Veitzile, to find some kind of way to find that he's not excommunicated. Talderach HaYedua, like it's known in the Minya Fenein Chocham Kebala Nesoy, in the Sefer HaKeid, it says an expression, there's no Chocham, like Bala Nesoy means somebody who has experience, someone who already passed the test. Now, simple pshat is, that if he had the test once and he passed that test later on, that's stronger by him. That chokhmah that he knows in connection to that inyan is stronger because he went through it. But chassidus in Samach Vov, Tofer Samach Vov, it says another pshat. Abishas melent an inyan, visindigas from der shak altari vitarus kaman aro psagdin lamaise. When you learn something, and you learn the whole discussion back and forth. If you know that this is not just a discussion from the Torah perspective, the lomdus, the learning of it, but you know this is negeya, what's going to come out to an actual maise. It's negeya to the reality of what to do. Is mezichandeh mamik mitayigeya yaseira. The one that will learn this discussion will go deeper into it. Bisman de grunte betzichzamites inyan until you come to the truth inyan. Same thing here. If he's going to know, the kohen knows that his psak is the one that counts, and he's a isha chesed, he will be very careful before he come out to such a psak. So a guy like that, a person like that, and after his investigation, after everything, he still comes to a decision that this person is tomei, then we're sure that this is the real psak of Torah. That's one thing. We're sure that this is what Torah, because the Kayan, if it wouldn't be 100%, he would never have said it, because he's a chesed. And on the other hand, another point, since it's the Kayan who really doesn't want to do it, but he feels that you have to do it, he'll do it. We're sure that the Kayan now will do whatever he can to bring back, to heal the person and to take away the tumor. Since the tumor he knows is so strict, so bad, because he's the opposite of it, he'll only do it if you have to, and even then he will see what he could do later on to make him toyer. Now, Order 26, the Rebbe says, we said that the Kayan will investigate the Chocham and make sure, but we said before that the Kayan could be even a cotton, could be a child, or the Kayan could be a Sheita. So how do we say he will investigate? So the Rebbe says another point. Usually it's not like that. Usually he's not a Sheita. So usually the reason is because he will definitely investigate with the Chocham and make sure that this is true. But even if not, there's another point here. When the Chocham knows that what he's paskening has to come out into Dibur, that he's going to say it, someone will say it, but it has to come down to earth, so to speak. So the Rebbe doesn't say these words, but even the Chocham himself will do more investigation, knowing that it'll have to come, knowing that it'll have to go through the Isha Chesed. The Kohen will be the one that'll have to say. So the Chocham really knows that the Kohen, even though the Kohen doesn't know the halachas, he's relying on the Chocham, but nevertheless, the Chocham knows that this is going to come through the Kohen on the Kohen's Isha Chesed, and the Chocham knows that this will have to be said, which means it'll come out into reality, so he'll be more careful. So now we understand why the tumah, to make the person tumah mit hanega, depends on the kohen, because he's the only one that we trust that will be the one that if he says it, we know it's true, but anybody else, we will not really trust that it's really so. Maybe he does it for other reasons. And we'll see it even more from the lesson. The fun is the era, but it's very clear the lesson. When you see something not so good by another yid, it looks to us, to me, that other person is in such a low level, he took himself out of Klal Yisrael. This is an expression we say by the Agoda and the Gei Rosh. He took himself out of the Klal. And sometimes you look at a guy so bad that he even doesn't belong in Klal Yisrael. And he's not deserving of being Machne Yisrael. That's what you look at, you think. Zok Torah, so the Torah says, "Afila Chocham Godol, Boki B'chol HaTorah Kula." Even a great Chocham who knows the whole Torah, Ulayt Zayin Shikul Adas in Chochmas HaTorah, is Yana Roy Sumpsak v'Mchus L'Machna Mishavei. And according to his evaluation, according to his Chochmi and Torah, it seems to him that this person deserves to be thrown out outside of the camp. He's excommunicated. He's Eider Argita Roy Sazah. Before you give out such a verdict on another yid, darf is a free, good, beidig zayin, woman halt in the midde von chesed nafs Yisrael. You have to look at yourself, see where am I holding, what's my level of kindness, and what's my level of avas Yisrael loving another yid. You have to know what it is. When Abes felt chas v'sholem and avas Yisrael, if you see that there's not really something missing in the true avas Yisrael, you have no right to come out with a decision. It means not in the case of a tumat zaraz. But the lesson is here. If you see another and you want to say this guy deserves, before you say it, make sure why you're saying it. As can sein as possible, as I'm psak stamp mit von reinem shikol adash al teire, nor for me this built him a veroris chulu. Because it's possible that the reason you're saying throw him out, get rid of him, is not because you really feel that according to teire it should be. Maybe it comes from your midas, your emotions, which are not completely pure. And you might do it because you have a nature of being bad or something, of being not so sensitive to other people. Could be it comes because of that. Teira says that the nega itself doesn't make the tumah. We said the nega itself doesn't make the tumah. We see that in different places in Rashi. Nor the psak v'amiras hakein nishachesed tomei yato peil adem etzeder zayin tomei. When the kohen says, who is the isha chesed, he says you are tomei. That makes the tumah the metzeder to become tomei. Kum tu is ader v'siz nitken kohen isha chesed. It comes out if you're not a kohen, which means you're not a nisha chesed, not a person of kindness. Um pasken defatzveiten idem mitchus l'machna mishove. And you pasken, which means in our time you would say on somebody, get him out of here, throw him out of shul, throw him out of whatever. He has to be chutz l'machna. If you say that, and you're not in the level of a kohen isha chesed, you know what? Zok tesheker. You're lying. If a guy says throw him out, and there is not isha, just like by the Metzera, if a chacham will say he's tomei, and b'meila throw him out if he's tomei, no, that's a lie. Because what by the chacham saying, it doesn't make him tomei. You have to have the kohen. It means the isha chesed has to say it. So if a guy says throw him out, and you're not really like an isha chesed, you're lying. B'meila is er metzera. He is a metzera. The word metzera means the person has leprosy, but metzi. Metzera also means Meitzi Shemra, someone who gives out a bad name. That's called a Metzera, someone who says Lashon Hore. K'maymer Chazal al haposik zeis tia teres ha-Metzera, but the Chazal in Gemara say on the posik zeis tia teres ha-Metzera, this shall be the laws of the Metzera when he becomes clean. So the Gemara says zeis tia teirose shall Meitzi Shemra. This is the Teira, the laws of someone who's Meitzi Shemra. And the Gemara goes in what it means, but the Gemara refers to the word, it says the word Metzera is connected to Meitzi Shemra. So the person who says, throw him out, and he has to be thrown out, and he's not Isha Chesed, he's lying. So he's the Metzayre, because the Metzayre is Metzayre Shemra. Not only is he saying Loshon Hara about somebody else. But Loshon Hara is Afa Pishay Meremes. Loshon Hara is, even if he's saying the truth, it's Loshon Hara. So even if he's saying the truth, the guy is so bad, it's still Loshon Hara. But besides that, was Eich of them is the Reinish from the Goyim. Loshon Hara is also, the punishment for Loshon Hara is also the Goyim, which is Saras. Like the Gemara says in different places, no, there is Meitzi Shemra, Eimer Sheker Alchavim. Meitzi Shemra is another level. There is a level of Lashon Hara and there is a level of Meitzi Shemra. Lashon Hara is if you speak bad about somebody, even if it's true. Meitzi Shemra if he's saying a lie about somebody. So this person who says it could be a Chacham and smart, and he says this guy deserves to be thrown out, and he's not in Isha Chesed, so he's saying Lashon Hara, number one, and number two, he's lying, because you can't throw him out, because only an Isha Chesed could throw him out, and you can't do that. And therefore he's alive. So this guy who does say on somebody, throw him out, thinking that because he knows al pidin, this guy has to be thrown out. He says it. So he's a metzayda himself. So what should he do? What's the tshuva for him? You know where the tshuva is? What's the tshuva? What helps a metzayda to become toyer? My takante, what should he do? So we tell a metzayda, you should sit alone, be isolated, go out of the machna. That's what we tell a metzayda. We're telling it to this guy. Does that guy who paskens on somebody else, he has to be thrown out without a kayan, meaning without being the isha chesed? We tell him, you have to go out of chutz l'machna. Till he will get used to looking another yid with a good eye, stay away, separate yourself from another yid. Don't bother them with your lashon hara and giving out a bad name, because that's all you are. So you have to stay away till you figure out to yourself, look from the side, that you have to look at every yid with a good eye. That'll be your tshuva. From them nega is the shavar afalei. Only when this person does it, who is has the nega himself, the spiritual nega he has himself, till he will get cured, then the shavar afalei, Debishtha will forgive him, or the tshuva, Debishtha will forgive him and cure him. And when you behave with the true Avas Yisrael, in a neif for Avas Chinam, in a way that you love every yid for no reason, that's what Avas Yisrael is. The smavatel sibas hagolus yosinus chinam. It nullifies the reason for the golas, which is sinas chinam. Sinas chinam means that why didn't go to golas? Because they had sinas chinam. They hated others. They had sin to another for no reason. So to fix that, we have to have Avas Yisrael for no reason. So this person has to have that. So the Rebbe says, through us having Avas Yisrael, the true Avas Yisrael, Avas chinam, which is mevatel, nullifies the reason for the golas, which is sinas chinam. What will happen then? Shenikra tzorua. The golas is called tzorua. And the Rebbe quotes it from a Medrash Meikar Rabbah that the goal is a kol tzeruach. So you're mevatel by having Avas Yisrael. You're mevatel what the tzaras is, which comes because of the lack of Avas Yisrael. Right away, the gula will come, the true gula, the complete gula from Mashiach Tzidkenu, very, very soon.